You heard what Laurent said. My voice was just a whisper, but I was sure they could hear me. He said James was lethal. What if something goes wrong and they get separated? If something happens to any of them, Carlisle, Emmett, Edward, I gulped. If that wild female hurts Esme, my voice had grown higher, a note of hysteria beginning to rise in it. How could I live with myself when it's my fault? None of you should be risking yourselves for me. Bella, Bella, stop, he interrupted me, his words pouring out so quickly they were hard to understand. You're worrying about all the wrong things, Bella. Trust me on this. None of us are in jeopardy. You are under too much strain as it is. Don't add to it with wholly unnecessary worries. Listen to me, he ordered, for I had looked away. Our family is strong. Our only fear is losing you. But why should you— Alice interrupted this time, touching my cheek with her cold fingers. It's been almost a century that Edward's been alone. Now he's found you. You can't see the changes that we see, we who have been with him for so long. Do you think any of us want to look into his eyes for the next 100 years if he loses you? My guilt slowly subsided as I looked into her dark eyes. But even as the calm spread over me, I knew I couldn't trust my feelings with Jasper there.